Unit 2. Skills test. Listening. You are going to listen to five people talking about situations when people didn't tell them the truth. Speaker 1.
When I was a kid, I had this collection of model aeroplanes. I used to make them myself and hang them from my ceiling. One day, I went into my room and saw that one of the planes was on the floor and the wings had broken off. Immediately, I called my little sister and asked her what had happened. She went bright red and said she didn't know anything about it. I knew from her embarrassment that she'd done it. I got really mad at her and told her to stop lying. Suddenly, she started crying and I felt really bad. Eventually, she told me she'd lied because she thought I'd stop her playing with my planes. She was right, of course.
Speaker 2.
A few months ago, I bought myself a new T-shirt. It was bright pink and it had the words, "What are you looking at?" written on it. I thought it was great and I couldn't wait to show it to my best friend. When I showed it to her, she said it was really cool. So I was amazed when I found out from a friend that she didn't like my new top. When I asked her why she had lied to me, she hesitated. Then she said she hadn't wanted to make me unhappy because she knew how special it was for me.
Speaker 3.
Our teacher, Mr. Phillips, was recently giving out the results of our maths test in class. A lot of students were quite nervous, but I was confident that I'd passed. I sat there quietly waiting for my results as Mr. Phillips read the list. Everyone had passed, but when he came to mine, he suddenly looked away guiltily and said I'd failed. I just stared at him. It didn't make sense because the test had been really easy. Suddenly, I realised Mr. Phillips was laughing. When he'd stopped, he said it was just a joke and that I'd actually got top marks. To him, it was very amusing, but I didn't know what to think about it.
Speaker 4.
I was hanging out with my friend Darren, and we were talking about a new online computer game we were both playing. I thought it was really difficult, but Darren said that he had already completed it. I didn't believe him at all, so I started asking him questions about it. And I didn't know what he was talking about. In fact, I think I'd completed more of the game than him. Anyway, I suppose he wanted me to respect him or something, but it made me doubt everything that he'd ever told me. I need my friends to be honest with me, and I don't feel I can trust him anymore.
Speaker 5.
A little while ago, my grandmother was ill and she was taken to hospital. I didn't know anything about it at first. The first thing I knew about it was when the hospital called. I got to the phone before my parents and found out the news. Luckily, they were phoning to say my grandmother was fine and that she could come home. The situation made me really unhappy, though, because I felt my parents were keeping the truth from me. I asked them about it later and they said they didn't think I could cope if I knew my grandmother was ill. I can see their point of view, but I'm 16 now and I don't want to be treated like a child anymore.